Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens, the unholy and wholly uninformed Bible study podcast. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great, Adam. I've had a Pacifico.
Oh, no. Are you hammered?
I'm hammered, man. This one Pacifico got me hammered.
Well, normally I would be angry about you drinking on the job, but I think it's all right to have a little celebration because, Daniel, we made it through Genesis. This is Genesis chapter 50, the end of the first book of the Bible.
Well, it makes me so happy that we were able to do this. No one thought we could do it. Most importantly, neither one of us thought we could do it. We started this adventure over a year ago, I believe.
Wow, that's depressing. I know we've been recording a podcast in some form for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, that's depressing.
Well, here to help celebrate our modest accomplishment is our good friend Brady. How you doing, Brady?
I am well. How are you?
So glad we could have you on to improve the quality of our final episode of Genesis.
I mean, we'll see. You know, I'll do my best. I'll try.
Do you want to like...
And we'll...
I'm sorry, you go.
I was just going to say, we're going to be kicking off Exodus with our friend Haley.
Yeah, Haley Tynes.
Nice.
Our good pal. It's going to be exciting.
I think all of our listeners can expect a higher quality of episode, mostly because we're booking those guests.
Yeah. Adams can he can get another job as a talent booker these days. He's killing it over there. Yeah, I'm excited. Because we're going to be moving on to Exodus. From what I understand, Moses is going to make an appearance, I think. We're moving on to a lot of fun stories that just any more craziness. You know, I was trying to look back on our little journey here through Genesis, and it is kind of nuts, the roller coaster it takes you on. But it's also kind of crazy. The vast majority of the whole book was just one family. It was just following this one family across the whole book, and I don't think it continues that way necessarily for the rest of the Old Testament.
I bet we can trace everybody back. I think it's going to keep giving us lineages.
Well, lineages, but as far as like storylines go, because, you know.
Oh, it might do some time jumps.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually we'll hit that man who got eaten by a whale. I'm excited for that part.
Spoiler alert, everybody. Yeah.
There's magic in Exodus, I think. If we're talking about Moses, he does some magic.
Well, there's a difference between magic and miracles now, Daniel. Don't you bring down the wrath of the Lord on us before we get done with this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I've been keeping from spilling any seed on the floor lately, you know, just to kind of keep us safe, making sure we're safe.
Well, Brady, did you do anything exciting since we last spoke?
I spilled some seed on the floor, but I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that.
No. Oh, no. The Bible says do not do that.
Shit. Well, sorry.
You're either going to grow some mandrakes or you're going to be damned to hell.
I forget which one.
I'll take either one. It's fine. That's probably what I deserve. No, not a lot new. I'm still going to plug that acting one class, though. Still just the four people in there. If I can get a couple more, it'd be great.
Well, Brady, after this episode, I will be flying out to take your acting one class.
Excellent.
I really hope you treat me just as another student in your class. Berate me openly in front of the younger students.
I call it acting one psychological warfare.
Well, boys, last we left off, Jacob, a.k.a. Israel, had just died after giving some crazy blessings and in what seemed like curses to his sons. And this picks up. This chapter is a direct sequel to the last. No time has passed. I'm going to pick it up with verse 1. Joseph fell on his father's face, wept on him, and kissed him. Joseph Wait, what?
How hard do you think he fell on his dead father's face?
Just everyone in the room horrified.
Just total dead weight onto him and started weeping.
So much for the dental records. Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. And the physicians, the physicians embalmed Israel. 40 days were used for him, for that's how many the days it takes to embalm.
What?
I think that's a typo in my version. That is how many the days it takes to embalm. The Egyptians wept for Israel for 70 days. So I like this imagery. Like, I love this guy from the Bible getting the full, like, Egyptian treatment in here. It's pretty rad.
Yeah, because they're famous for, like, you know, ripping the brains through the nose or whatever they did, you know, and, like, you know, the mummies and all that, you know, all that, you know, the rock and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I know none of us can answer this, but I think we can speculate wildly. This embalming process, a full 40 days. Are we talking round the clock, 24 hours a day? Like, are people working in shifts for 40 straight days?
I think that's what they're billing for. I think they're billing as if they're working around the clock. And really, it takes like 8 hours. And they're like, ha ha.
Yeah. They're like, this is ancient medicine. Nobody knows. Yeah, it's going to be about 40 days.
Yeah, I like it that physicians are mostly useful after people die.
Yeah.
I like to think of this as
we
like.
We saved him.
It's like there's an Egyptian physicians union. And, you know, so they're clocking union hours.
Sure, yeah, of course.
I think in reality, it could be that it's different, like, chemical baths that he has to sit in for long periods at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got to drain all the fluid out, and then you got
to... Do you think you have to, like, watch the body while that's happening, or can you take, like, a smoke break, or, like, what's the deal when he's...
I think if I'm taking a smoke break, I want to keep looking at the body. I really want to do some contemplating.
Just
shit, man. This is how it ends, huh?
Smoking
where it all goes down.
Smoking an Egyptian palm oil and, you know, looking at a body.
All right, picking up with, we're all the way to verse 4. When the days of weeping for him were past, Joseph spoke to Pharaoh's staff, saying, "If I have found favor in your eyes, please speak in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, 'My father made me swear, saying, behold, I am dying. Bury me in my grave, which I have dug for myself in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, please let me go up and bury my father, and I will come again.'" Pharaoh said, "Go up and bury your father, just like he made you swear." So Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went all of the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, all the elders of the land of Egypt, all the house of Joseph, his brothers, and his father's house. Only their little ones, their flocks, and their herds they left in the land of Goshen. Both chariots and horsemen went up with him. It was a very great company. They came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan, and there they lamented with very great and severe lamentation. He mourned for his father for 7 days. When the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, "This is a grievous mourning by the Egyptians." Therefore its name was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan. His sons did to him just as he commanded them, for his sons carried him into the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field as a possession for a burial site from Ephron the Hittite near Mamre. And Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brothers and all that went up with him to bury his father after he had buried his father.
I'm glad they let us know that again.
This is definitely, like, the owners of this land, like, someone wrote the Bible and they were like, "Nah, listen, we need to be mentioned here, and here as part of you maintaining the burial ground." Like, this is nuts. This is like the Bible being used as a record of land ownership.
They're like, "We will give you a percentage of the profits from all of the sales of, and, you know, trinkets when people come to visit the burial site. But you got to make sure that you put the GPS coordinates in at least 4 chapters right up top at the beginning of this thing."
It also harkens back to like one of the more boring stories in the Bible where Abraham and Ephraim go back and forth for a whole chapter almost. Like the majority of the chapter is him going back and forth about whether he will or will not pay for this land.
Yeah, like, "You don't need to pay for it." And he's like, "Oh, I will." It's like, "Nah, that's okay." He's like, "No, I'm definitely paying for it. And also, you're going to mention that I paid for it."
We're going to hear about this story
in every book that is written. That is like the fourth time that possession has been outlined. All right, verse 15. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and will fully pay us back for all the evil which we did to him." They sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father commanded before he died, saying, 'You shall tell Joseph, now please forgive the disobedience of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. Now please forgive the disobedience of the servants of the God of your father.' Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also went and fell down before his face. They said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' And Joseph said to them, 'Don't be afraid, for I am in the place of God. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to save many people alive, as is happening today. Now, therefore, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' He comforted them and spoke kindly to them."
What a guy.
So, do you think Jacob actually told Joseph's brothers?
No, the other 11 of them got together and they were like, "Listen, we know who his number one boy is, all right? And we did him wrong. What if we say that Dad said that it was okay and that we're cool?"
It's the least that Dad could do for us after telling us we're all fucked.
"Dad called me a fucking snake, guys, all right? In front of everybody. It was embarrassing."
He's like, "Well, you got the good one.
He didn't call you a donkey."
"He told me I was a good laborer."
He's like, "He fucking outed me for having sex with his concubine. You got off easy."
I like that. "Embarrassing, bro. Come on."
"I don't know. He said something about tying my donkey to a tree or a vine."
And then Zebulon came in on his boat and was like, "It's all good, guys. I got your back. I just came in from the sea that Dad gave me."
Then you had the sister Dinah in the back, because like, "Well, I didn't even get mentioned, you know." And he also he talked.
Shut up, Dinah. Stop.
There's no place for you in the Bible.
He kind of said that you shouldn't have killed the rapist.
So I have some mixed feelings about Dad's death. I'm still processing that right now.
Yeah, I'm hoping by the time we get to Exodus, maybe there's some more, you know, ladies showing up in the Bible. Not counting on it, but so far this podcast is mostly dudes talking about other dudes.
With one short story of Rachel hiding gods in her pants, but that was about it.
All right, verse 22. Joseph lived in Egypt, he and his father's house. Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were born on Joseph's knees.
Weird.
Literally born on Joseph's knees? Because that is some... The physicians of Egypt were pretty impressive. It's locked and loaded.
No, Joseph took up a night job as a midwife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess he could have delivered him. Joseph said to... This is verse 24. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you up out of this land to the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, "God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here." So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. The end.
Well done.
Finally well done.
I'm so proud of you boys. You made it.
Oh, feels thank good. You, Brady.
Feels like an accomplishment. I really do feel good.
The first book of the Bible is done.
Only 34 more to go.
Well, that's it. That's the end of Joseph. I really thought there was going to be something else that happened big in his story. Not really. They never told what happened at the end of the famine. I guess Egypt made it.
Yeah.
And Joseph continued to just be acting Pharaoh. Didn't really talk about what happened to the Pharaoh. Or maybe we'll learn some in Exodus.
Well, he also says that God will deliver them out of this place, you know.
Yeah.
Given a little, you know. Laying a little groundwork what's to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brady, something you might have missed is that during the famine, you know, Joseph stored up all the grain for the famine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't store enough, and it was basically run out after like 2 or 3 years. He was like, 7 years of abundance, 7 years of famine. I know, take 1/5 of the abundance and put it away for the 7 years. Uh-huh. And so as everyone continued to run out of food, they were just like, they offered themselves up as slaves, basically. They were like, we'll just be slaves and you can feed us because we're dying. And actually, I think it was Joseph's idea. So it's really Joseph's fault that
that
the Israelites are slaves to the Egyptians.
But he's like, he's just like, God will take you out of the mess that I made.
Yeah, nice. And I'm not saying I'm an expert on Exodus, but don't think it's going to be a fun time. No,
it's not going to be easy. I'll give you, just pump up the story a little bit. In my Bible, Exodus 1 is described as the Israelites oppressed. So we just immediately start off with how bad off the Israelites are.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into Exodus, what do you guys think about Genesis chapter 50? And then maybe we should give a rating to Genesis as a book.
Oh, man. Well, I'll start us off if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
I would like to say that this chapter, you know, ends Joseph, so it deserves a little bit of praise. And it has its fun little moments. And it's an exciting end. So I'm going to give chapter 50, let's say, 4 out of 5 Josephs. And Genesis as a whole, I don't know. It was hard. There was a lot of learning we had to do through Genesis. It represents a lot of trials and tribulations and a lot of, Sundays where I'm like, we're still not getting paid for any of this. but as a whole, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed Chad with my bud every Sunday, and it's been good. So it's getting no less than 4.75 lords.
Wow, that's a pretty impressive rating.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go ahead and I'll jump on that 4 out of 5 Josephs. I think it, nice soft landing here at the end of Genesis, wraps up the story, nice clean, overall. Genesis as a book, what a journey. Let's go 6 out of 7 days of creation for me.
That's pretty good. It's a pretty good score.
Yeah.
So far, Genesis 50 and Genesis as a whole coming in with high ratings. I'm going to be the voice of dissent.
Oh my God.
Listen, all I'm saying, Genesis chapter 50, you guys giving it 4 out of 5 Josephs? No way. This thing's getting a flat 2 out of 5 Josephs.
2 out of 5?
This is the big finale to Genesis? Nah. Well, this is boring.
Well, we got all the hot stuff in the penultimate chapter. You can't expect everything to be fire. They gotta put a bow on this thing, you know?
Yeah, well, I would have liked a bow better than he was put in a coffin in Egypt.
They didn't even give us coordinates so we could go buy trinkets, you know?
We gotta call up Nick Cage immediately.
I'm still waiting for National Treasure 3.
I think it should be called International Treasure. I didn't realize they made a National Treasure 2.
Yeah, absolutely they did.
Is it as bad as I hope it is?
It's fantastically bad.
It has a weird title. It's a National Treasure 2, Nicolas Cage Still Has a Mortgage.
I thought it was a little too on the nose, but you know, the test audience seemed to respond to it, so yeah, it stuck, I guess. No, you should go back and watch it. There's Ed Harris plays his like his rival nemesis, and there's some like there's some Act 3 rewrites that were happening on the fly that were like, he's a good guy. No, he's a bad guy. No, he's a good guy. No, he's definitely a bad guy. Maybe he's a good guy. And now he's dead. You should check it out. It's really bad. It's really, really bad.
That sounds a lot like the story of Joseph.
Yeah.
Or not Joseph so much as the story of Jacob.
Yeah.
That's definitely the story of Jacob.
Yeah.
I'm going to rate Genesis as a whole. It's hard to rate it. Being that it's the first book of the Bible we got to do. But you know what? There's never going to be another first time, Daniel. Nothing's quite like doing the first book of the Bible with you. So I'm in solidarity going to give it 4.75 lords.
Yeah.
I think that's an accurate assessment. And Brady, thanks a million for doing these last few episodes with us.
My pleasure. What a ride.
Fantastic to have you on again. I hope that maybe we can have you on again in the future.
Yeah, I'd love to brush up on my Exodus.
Yeah. There's plenty of it to go around. I haven't looked at how many chapters there are.
And if I don't get in on Leviticus, I'm going to be pissed. Just to let you guys know.
We'll definitely make sure to get you on at least Revelations.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I understand Adam's booking everybody, so at some point, just get me back in here.
Yeah, I hold the keys to the calendar right here. I'm trying to think of a way to do this professionally and, you know, give some, well, that's not going to happen. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being a part of our Genesis journey. Hopefully things will continue to improve as far as quality, as far as entertainment. We're going to keep getting better and better. Excited to dive into Exodus. Until then, you can always contact us on Gmail, hostedpod@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram @hostedpod. Happy to hear your feedback. Any suggestions? Now is the time, because we're going to be changing things up for Exodus, I do imagine, somewhat. Although, by the time you send in this feedback, we're already well into recording those episodes, so, you know, maybe too late.
So don't even try.
Don't even bother.
Daniel, how should we go out? Is there any special song you want to play? Is there any good farewell to Genesis song you can think of?
I think that everyone should enjoy this special original song that Adam has come up with, playing right now as we end the podcast.
Here it comes. Wait. Before I start strumming on this guitar right here, I do want to say our Amazing Grace this week was performed by Dr. David Klee, the flautist.
The Dr. David Klee.
Now, listen, I just took this song from YouTube. You should check out his channel, though, because one of my favorite arrangements of Amazing Grace we've had. We've had so many Amazing Graces.
Yeah, we've had so many
this,
good ones.
This Genesis season. And I think next chapter we may be moving on to a different song or some other kind of thing.
Yeah, we're definitely going to move on to something else.
Oh, wait. I hear Brady's guitar coming in. Genesis, oh goodness, you took a time to read. We talked about you so much, our listeners' ears did bleed. Good riddance, good... This is a hard way to perform a song. Like, the delay factor is... difficult to contend with.
That's not how people record albums?
I think it's the way that I was gonna shit talk a band, but that's not really a good thing to do.
Just tell me off mic who it was and
yeah, I think I could give you a certain look and you would know. Alrighty everybody, have a fantastic day, evening or morning. And you know what? If you just stop doing if you just finished a line of cocaine, you don't need another one.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Put it down.
Put it down for a while.
Be the first person who has not finished all the cocaine in the room.
In one sitting. And if you're up late doing ecstasy, just keep popping.
Yeah, have fun.
And if you're happy, if Jeffrey Epstein is actually listening to this podcast because he's not really dead, maybe kill yourself for real.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Daniel, you gotta say bye. This is your last chance.
Bye-bye.